Country Bob FM. Today's Bob Almanac. It's the Thursday edition, getting close to the weekend, Labor Day weekend. As you know, it's a big one. And we do have a Bob Almanac salute that we need to send out here this morning.
Ooh, that's not a bad pitch either. That's why I love golf. It gives me a chance, unlike the American League, to hit the old long ball, top flight, the longest ball. When I step up to the tee and swing away at a top flight, it feels as good as
hitting a Seaver, grand. Just like you, Neil, you play top flight.
Right. You only play the best.
Nice soft feel around the greens. Good spin on your chip shots. Sure. Anyway, Tom Seaver, they called him Tom Terrific because he was terrific. 300 wins, 3,000 strikeouts, 3 Cy Youngs. The list goes on and on. 1969 World Series champ with the Mets.
Pretty impressive.
I think he's referred to as the greatest Met of all time.
Yeah, he might be.
Can you think of any Mets that are better? Rusty Staub?
Cleon Jones.
Wally Backman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Frank Viola.
Eddie Cranepool.
Ed Cranepool was good for the Mets. So Tom Seaver passed away at 75. Ryan. He had, that's a good one. He had been diagnosed with dementia, and then he had recently contracted COVID-19. They are not saying what role COVID-19 played in his death at this point, but he passed away on Monday, and the news broke yesterday. The Twins broke it during, I hadn't seen it on social media, on Twitter, and then Dick Bramer and Burt Blyleven brought it up then shortly thereafter during the Twins broadcast last night. So Tom Seaver, a Bob Almanac salute. Thursday, September 3rd, 247th day of the year. We have 119 full days left. It was the Revolutionary War coming to an end on this date. We won. We won our independence from the British. One of a trillion treaties of Paris were signed. I don't think this was the first, and it certainly was not the last. Treaty of Paris, Great Britain, United States, 1783. We were free to be who we wanted to be, and no longer taxation without representation. That was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
1935, Sir Malcolm Campbell broke the 300-mile-an-hour barrier in a 1935-era vehicle. Talk about taking your life and risking it and putting it into your hands of a rickety little Model T or whatever they used to go 300 miles. Of course, you always use lake flats and salt flats.
Sure.
Old lake beds are very, very handy when it comes to setting world speed records. That was this day, 1935. 39, World War II. We mentioned yesterday was the day that Germany invaded Poland. So today was the day that Britain responded.
I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received. And that consequently, this country is at war with Germany.
That was a British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, who was the Prime Minister in the early days of World War II, before Winston Churchill, radio broadcast declaring war on Germany. This day, 1939. 1955, you know Bill Haley and the Comets, right?
I do, sure.
They were taking the world by storm. They were introducing the world to rock and roll. They were right there at the very beginning. But Bill Haley and his Comets refused their first offer to tour outside the U.S. because they had a fear of flying.
Oh, my.
1955. I'm sure they turned down all kinds of big money.
I would think.
Just because of the fear of flying. What's the phobia with that? Can you look that up? See what it's called? Your fear of flying. What is the blank phobia of the fear of flying? 1957. We got our very own PBS television station here in the Twin Cities as KTCA Channel 2 on this date began broadcasting. Neil, your thoughts on that? Channel 2, we had PBS.
I'm fact-checking. Yes, I watch it. I have supported it financially over the years.
They brought us Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street, 3-2-1 Contact, a lot of British
Austin
shows.
Austin City Limits.
A lot of British shows, your Fawlty Towers and your Benny. I wouldn't have seen Benny Hill without Channel 2.
sunshine came softly through my.
This was your Hot 100 number one song on this date, 1966. Could have tripped out DC, but it's a song that mentions Green Lantern. You must like that, Neil. You're a big Green Lantern guy.
It'll take time, I know it. Aerophobia.
Aerophobia, thank you. Donovan, number one, Sunshine Superman, 1966. 67, Sweden, they finally got it. They get it now, Sweden.
Swedish motorists, accustomed to left side of the road driving, join the growing trend throughout Europe to cross over to right side traffic flow. A carnival atmosphere prevails in Stockholm as crowds await the 5 o'clock zero hour. Police were aided by some 150,000 traffic leaders who kept reminding drivers to move to the right. Temporary speed limits helped the smooth changeover.
It was still a bit of a mess because not everybody got the memo that they were moving from the left to the right.
I bet that could pose problems.
And that was perfect driving music. Was that not driving music? Every single 50s or 60s newsreel or film strip that had and showed people driving on the new interstate system here, or whether it was somewhere else on the Autobahn. That was the music
that was that perfect.
I mean, just listen to it. I mean, it's just perfect.
Sweden decides to.
I thought I heard an oboe in there. So that was in 1967. 1970.
What the hell's going on out here?
Vince Lombardi passed away. He was only 57.
He was a very young man.
He had gone on to coach the Washington Redskins, if I'm not mistaken, after the Packers.
Yes.
And, of course, he brought the Packers pretty good notoriety there, a few championships or so, a couple of Super Bowls, five NFL titles, Neil. He was intense on the sidelines from what I can tell. Kind of the opposite of Bud Grant.
Yeah, yes. A lot more boisterous. And
does he have a trophy named after him?
He does.
I thought I saw that.
Yeah,
it's
the Lombardi
Wanamaker. Yep. 1976.
This is the first color picture of the Viking 2 landing site, proving that this area of Mars is red, just as the Viking 1 site was. Other data shows it is colder, lower, and wetter.
We spent millions of dollars to send Viking 2 to Mars to just basically confirm what Viking 1 had reported, that Mars is red.
Huh. I don't know if that was a good use of funds.
We needed to know that, though. That was in 76. Viking 2 landed on Mars.
Yeah.
This date in 1996, Cray Research announced once again that the numbers team of Slowinski and Gage, if you're a numbers person, if you're an accountant, if you like to crunch numbers, this is something that you are going to be interested in. Because those two gentlemen set a new record by finding the largest prime number that exists. It would take me, in order for me to give you this number, it would be like until Monday. Because this prime number means it's only divisible between itself and one. 378,632 digits. That's how many digits. So what, you make six figures here at Bob, right? Six digits. So this would be 3,732 digits.
That's amazing.
By far the largest prime number. Mm. And they haven't found a bigger one since. That was 1996.
I think they could really call off the search. We'll just call that one the best.
We got it. That's done.
Yeah.
Until next time, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So Bert Blyleven worked his last Twins game as color commentator on the TV broadcast with Dick Bramer last night.
Yeah.
They'd kind of been phasing him out. He'd been doing less games and less games with every passing year here. And they announced earlier in the year the games that he would do. And then they announced that he would not be coming back. He's going to do a special consultant role, do some coaching and things like that. But which is a coincidence. Because on this date, and he had done it 25 years, right? 25 or 35?
25
no,
years.
No, was it 25 years going back to the mid-90s? That's
that's
it, right? It's about 95,
yep.
Yeah. Because he wasn't doing it. He just retired in the early 90s.
Right.
So 95 was the first time he had done it. And the coincidence here is that it was 2006, this date, that he did this.
2 for 5 so far in the series against Jeter. We're going to do this thing over again because I just it up. Oh, we're live. I didn't know that.
Torrey Hunter.
You know, you do games for 25 years, of things are going to happen.
Yep.
You're going to forget you're live. You're going to. And what he said there is that he bobbed it up.
Right.
I bobbed it up. Right. We got to do this thing over again. We got to do this bobbin thing over again because I bobbed it up.
Right.
Is what Bert said. And that was his day 2006. And he was suspended there for a little bit
that would have
as
been
a result of that.
Shameless self-promotion had we actually aired it.
Exactly. So that's why I had to bleep it out. So Bert Blyleven, he'll be remembered. He'll be remembered for Circle Me Bert and Hot Foots. And the one time he challenged What's-His-Name to throw a shutout when they went to New York. Remember?
Santana.
Yeah.
Johan
Santana. And then he did, and then Bert had to shave his head.
Yeah, Johan shaved it for him.
Shaved Bert's head, yeah. He did a good job,
too. That was pretty good, yep.
Thanks, Bert, for all the great
years. Yeah, a lot of good times. You know, some people loved him, some, you know, okay, but I'm going to miss him.
Good character. Great character.
Good character,
yeah.
Yep.
And funny and hilarious. 3 years ago this date.
Explosive experts in Germany have successfully defused the British World War II bomb found in Frankfurt last week. Some 60,000 people were evacuated from their homes ahead of the operation, the biggest of its kind in the country since the war.
That was 2017 in Frankfurt, Germany. That's birthdays
a bomb,
now today.
A bomb.
I said she put me down, but I'll do it in my head.
Al Jardine singing lead, one of the few Beach Boy hits that he sang lead on. He was always harmonizing, but they threw Al Jardine a bone on this one. The Wilson Boys did, and Mike Love.
And then they had a big falling out.
They all had a falling out at one point or another.
Al Jardine never got back with them, though.
No, he didn't. Which is too bad. 78 for Al Jardine today on the Almanac.
Mitch Testbacher!
I love it.
Mitch Testbacher! Mitch Testbacher!
I could listen to that all day because it's Gene Hackman, ladies and gentlemen.
As Lex Luthor.
And here's,
yes, Lex?
And there's Miss Testbacher.
Lovely
of,
and talented.
Of course, her and Otis, basically Lex Luthor's right-hand man and right-hand woman.
Yeah.
Valerie Perrine, 77.
Lovely
today.
Lady.
Charlie Sheen is on our list today.
All right, Vaughn. They tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. Understood?
He was a wild
caps
thing. Ricky, Ricky Vaughn from Major League, Spin City, 2.5 Men.
Oh, that's too good.
He had tiger blood. He was winning. And he's 55 today. You know, it's a slow day here on the Almanac when John Fugelsang gets a spot.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you very much. And welcome, everybody, to America's Funniest Home Videos. We've got a great show for you tonight. How are you feeling, John?
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. May I say, you look terrific tonight, Daisy. Very, very fetching. Very fetching.
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
You look kind of cute yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This whole thing, oh. I'm sure nobody's looking at me standing next to Daisy Fuentes on TV. I may as well be on radio.
Ever stood next to Daisy Fuentes, Neil?
I have not had that pleasure.
That was America's Funniest Home Videos.
Never watched
90s.
It.
Never watched that show at all?
No.
America's Funniest Home Video has been on like 40 years.
I know. I never,
and never even stumbled on it.
I'm sure. Yeah,
Danny
I've seen
Tanner
it.
Hosted it.
I've seen a couple.
And then it was Bergeron, and now I think Carlton from...
I have no idea who John Fugelsang is.
That's all right. Rapper, yeah. You know who rapper Red Foo is, don't you?
Yes.
From LMFAO.
Yes.
45 today for our rapper of the day, Red Foo. Jenny Finch, who's a softball pitcher.
No, she is.
Won a gold medal or silver medal and college, and she has been able to strike out major league batters with her underhand fast pitch pitching for fast pitch softball. She has since retired. She is 40 today. And our token millennial of the day is Sean White, professional snowboarder, skateboarder, Sean White, 34.
All right, gone but not forgotten. What automobile do you think he designed if his name was Ferdinand Porsche?
Porsche.
I think we can figure that out. 1875. Kitty Carlisle, and then later she was Kitty Carlisle Hart. I used to see her on the... she was the only panelist to have appeared in all the different versions of To Tell the Truth. Started in 1956, ended in 2002, 1910. Alan Ladd, he was Shane.
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
them there's fighting words. And they were.
With
and
Jack
they
Palance, did. Right?
Jack Palance was a great bad guy, of course. 1913 for Shane or Alan Land. Our blues great of the day is Memphis Slim. Don't know a lot about him, but I like his name. 1915. Country Music Hall of Famer, Hank the Hired Hand Thompson.
I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife.
He was a good one.
You gave up.
I love his song, Six Pack to Go.
Oh, it's a great tune.
Hey, Mr. Bartender.
I'm going to get a request on the All Request Lunch Hour for him. I got to do
well,
that.
I'll put you on the waiting list.
Thank you so much. 1920.
Listen next week. You might get it.
I might get it. All right. And then one more. Emmy Award-winning actress Eileen Brennan.
Sergeant Ross, this is the most pathetic group of trainees I have ever laid my eyes on. Ladies, my companies are the best trained, the best disciplined soldiers on this base.
I hate to interrupt you, but could I speak to you for a sec?
Oh, my Lord, Sergeant, would you look at this?
I've seen it, ma'am.
That's from Benjamin, Private Benjamin. And of course, that she then carried that role over onto the TV show. Goldie Hawn didn't. She was too big of a star.
That's right.
And was it Hal Harris? Al Harris, the guy who played Sergeant Ross there. He also made the move over to the TV show.
Okay.
Along with Eileen Brennan. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes. I knew Eileen Brennan was on both, but I don't remember who played the Goldie Hawn part on TV. But, you know, it's because I only watch Gunsmoke. Eileen Brennan, 1932.
I'm glad, again, people all in Bob Country are glad you finally are able to admit it.
Right, right.
Your staff forgot. Now,
I
you did
knew
get
we
Hank
forgot
Thompson.
Somebody.
But... You did get Hank Thompson, but you forgot another country legend.
Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Put another log on the fire, babe. Come tell me why you're leaving.
The male chauvinist national anthem, as it could only be sung by Tom Paul Glazer with an S. So we had Tom Glazer with a Z.
That's too funny.
Yesterday. Another reason why those guys are confused a lot, because their birthdays are very close to each other.
How
one
about
is September
that?
2nd, yep. The other September 3rd. This is one of the Glazer brothers.
And we call, Tom Paul rather than just Tom Glazer. But
his buddies called him Tom.
Sure, I'm sure they did. That's pretty cool that they have a day apart on the birthdays. All right, then now they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with McBride and the Ride, Love on the Loose, Heart on the Run? Alan Jackson doing his remake of a Don Williams song titled It Must Be Love. Mm-hmm. And then Waylon Jennings, Ain't Living Long Like This.
Mm. Normally I'd go Waylon, but I haven't heard that McBride and the Ride in a long time. Let's do that.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault.